This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Family Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Dr. Deb, who holds a PhD in marriage and family therapy from Nova Southeastern University. For 20 years, she has helped couples at the brink of divorce restart their marriages with love and happiness. Good to have you, Dr. Deb, here on eHealth Radio.
Hi there. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. So tell me, what is unique about your approach to counseling couples?
Well, you have to understand that when people go to marriage counseling, they're often drifted apart, they're in pain, and a lot of counselors make what I think is a really bad suggestion. They say to the wife who is suffering, why don't you just leave this guy? Because if this guy is aggressive, verbally aggressive or physically aggressive, what are you going to gain from trying to work it out? My specific focus is with people who are really hurting each other and really in pain. And that is who I want to work with, and those people need healing. So most counselors don't know what to do with that. I do. I help them heal, both of them. And by the way, it's not just the guy who could be aggressive, verbally or otherwise. Bad behavior is an equal opportunity kind of thing.
You say you work by healing both people, but don't most marriage counselors do that, or do they not?
See, they really don't. There are many, 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 many people who have been told, and I keep seeing it. I see it online, and I see it in written media. Well, if it's not working out, maybe you should leave. Don't stay in a bad marriage. What are you going to do that for? And I don't understand that, because the truth is, what are you going to a marriage counselor for? I mean, go to a divorce lawyer and he'll tell you the same thing. But I actually am a member of Marriage Friendly Therapists, which is a group of therapists who really believe in supporting marriage. So that's my take. And I specifically will say that to people even when there's been abuse. Verbal, physical, emotional, or other.
If one person has a temper or is very aggressive, isn't it better to leave the relationship?
It's not safer. When you have one heck of an angry person, and usually that will be the guy who's that aggressive, that person is going to be more inflamed when you leave. So you're really unsafe. If you go to a shelter and you don't give away where you are, because the shelters are supposed to be a secret, then you might be able to manage, but you don't stay in a shelter forever. And statistically, that period of unsafety lasts for 2 years. So from a safety point of view, it is better to heal the aggressor so that he no longer is aggressive, no longer feels aggressive, no longer thinks that way. Then if you really want to leave, you can leave. But in terms of safety, no. As far as better, when you have two people splitting up, even if it's not a safety issue, let's say they, quote, only, unquote, go to court for their divorce, somebody feels that their needs are not met. And with unmet needs, you're going to feel like you're still angry and you want those doggone needs met. And that's why divorces will linger and linger and linger. And everyone knows someone like that who's been in court forever because they can't get their needs met. They can't resolve the issue. So even in that case, even when it's not a safety matter, no, it's better for the person to heal first and then work on seeing if there's some potential there for the relationship to be rekindled. And then, finally, if there's not, then you can get a peaceful divorce.
Good advice. Today we are with Dr. Deb, who has helped couples at the brink of divorce restart their marriages with love and happiness for over 20 years here on eHealth Radio's Family Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. You're saying a person like this can change. How is that?
Because every human being is capable of feeling a better feeling when somebody treats them nicely. In fact, a person who's been aggressive is that way because they had been themselves mistreated at some time in their lives. I think now would be a great moment to mention the recent massacres that have occurred in America. It's tragic. But if you look at those people's homes, those people were ignored or neglected or outrightly abused. Even if we don't see that in the newspapers, even if the truth isn't there quite yet, you will find it as we go forward. And so this person really should have gotten real healing years and years ago. And if people can come in for therapy for that healing before it gets out of hand, yes, they can change. Everyone responds to being treated with respect and kindness, but it does take time. It's not an overnight thing. One has to be patient with that process. But yes, they can turn around.
Well, tell me about your new book, The Healing is Mutual, Marriage Empowerment Tools to Rebuild Trust and Respect Together. It sounds like something we need to hear about.
Well, for people who don't want to go to counseling, either they feel shy or embarrassed or uncomfortable with a stranger, or one person just doesn't believe in it, like it's not a religion, and I don't quite understand when people say that, but I get that not all marriage counselors are effective the way they should be. So, yeah, people may not feel comfortable with it. Or for whatever reason, they maybe just don't have the money. They don't want to spend it. Whatever. You can get my book. It's going to be out shortly. My date is September 12th for a big launch on Amazon. And when my book comes out, people who buy it will be able to work through all the tools themselves to really kind of look at themselves, not just for their behavior, but their attitudes, as well as the physiological aspect, which is important to consider, of anger and how to get that into a better place. All things will be in the book. Basically, we got married thinking that we had a marriage contract that said, you're going to make me happy and I'm going to make you happy, and that's not right. It's really, I'm going to make you happy, and hopefully, when you're able to give it back, you will make me happy. That's the real marriage contract, and The Healing is Mutual is an attempt to help each person understand that, as well as heal from their own old wounds.
Dr. Deb, tell us where our listeners can get more information and also to be in contact with you online, as also I understand you're offering something special for the listener today.
I am. I have a free gift just for listening. If they phone in or text, that's even better, on their cell phone to this number, 516-628-6077. They will be taken to a, they will get a text back, which will have a link in the phone message to where they can pick up their free gift. Now, if they want to just get in touch with me, they can go to drdeb.com and they'll see my regular phone number there to call me. But I can reach them from this, too. If they text 516-628-6077, they will be able to reach me.
Sounds very good. And also that website, if you don't mind mentioning your website as well for a future reference, that would be wonderful.
DrDeb.com. D-R-D-E-B. Easy to remember.
And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion on the topic that we've been covering today?
Don't give up on your marriage. If you think you've tried everything, I guarantee you you didn't, because you haven't worked with me or somebody who sees the world and marriage the way I do. So give it another chance.
We have been talking with Dr. Deb, who holds a PhD in marriage and family therapy from Nova Southeastern University. For 20 years, she has helped couples at the brink of divorce restart their marriages with love and happiness. To take advantage of the free gift offer mentioned earlier, simply text your name and email to this phone number, 516-628-6077. Again, 516-628-6077. If you don't text, you can call the number, but please spell out your email very slowly and clearly. And the website of reference, once again, drdeb.com, also thehealingsmutual.com. Dr. Deb, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Likewise, it certainly has been mine. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Family Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.